Well, there's a lot of different days to celebrate today. Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
Oh.
Excellent. International Jazz Day, National Honesty Day. And so this goes, we're asking for your honest opinion. 715-396-1670. Shoot us a text or leave us a voicemail there on the Wib Listener line. Again, 715-396-1670 on National Honesty Day. Mm. It's also Raisin Day and Oatmeal Cookie Day. Mm. Do raisins belong in cookies? Do they belong in oatmeal cookies? I will immediately submit that I love a good oatmeal raisin cookie, and I've never understood the rancor that you see on social media when someone says, oh, I bit into this cookie and I thought it was chocolate chip,
and
but
it was
oatmeal
raisins.
Okay,
I
love a good oatmeal raisin cookie. Very much so.
I have very strong feelings on raisins.
You have very strong feelings on a lot of things, which is why I love broaching these topics with you.
Okay.
Hillary's never Switzerland. It's like, I'm kind of non-committal on that.
I pretty much have an opinion on everything. Sidebar, my autocorrect now keeps trying to correct me, saying congratulations to congressmen. So I think I've reached a new level of activism. Anyways, I have strong feelings on raisins. I do not like them. I feel that they're like wood ticks. Chewy, fat wood ticks.
No, I'm never going to be able to eat them the same way again.
I know, they're disgusting. However...
Okay.
If you're making oatmeal cookies and decide to put raisins in them, if you take those raisins and you boil them in apple juice,
okay,
they get like plump and juicy and wonderful. And then you put them in your cookies and they're little bits of sweetened joy in your cookie. That is the only way that
Not
I
the
like
golden
them.
Raisins, the
no.
traditional purple raisins. Boil them in apple juice. Halvo.
Yeah, I am pro raisin. The California raisin commercial.
Sorry.
No, they're small grapes, really, right? I mean, so shrivel
they're
up. I mean,
dead grapes.
I love raisins. I think they're great. A box of raisins, raisin bran.
Right.
Definitely raisins and cookie. That's why I said, yeah, right. You got oatmeal cookie day, raisin day. We said it earlier on the Wib Wake Up Show. Bring those two together.
Yeah. So 715-396-1670. Are you pro raisins or anti raisins? Are you one of those people that feel like you've been deviously tricked if you bite into a cookie
so
that looks
times.
Like a chocolate chip and
so
it was oatmeal
times.
Raisin? Or, I mean, for me, I'm just like, no, it's a cookie.
Chewy
Thank the Lord for cookies.
Chewy
I don't understand the negativity on it. That's where I'm at. I'm like, how could you not like it?
Nicole on the Wib Listener line at 396-1670 texts us and says, I don't like raisins except when they are in oatmeal cookies. Our friend Samuel from La Crosse says, thank you, Hillary. I agree 100%.
Wow.
So
there's
we're
strong
split evenly
there.
So
we're
far
split.
With the first through the gate. So let us know your opinion. On National Honesty Day, just give it to us straight.
I'm not fully intolerant. If you just do a little more work to make them palatable,
if
then
you just
fine.
Boil them in apple
apples,
juice.
Apple
I,
juice,
I actually apple would
cider.
Like to try that.
Yeah.
We're going to play a little game here on the Wib Wake Up Show. I'm going to test my fellow co-hosts, Mark and Hillary, here on the Wib Wake Up Show with Derby Horse or Not. The Kentucky Derby runs this Saturday. What do they call it? Fastest or most exciting 2 minutes in all of sports. It's a very interesting race, and there are a lot of very interesting named animals in said race.
Indeed.
So we're going to play Derby Horse or Not. I'm going to give Mark and Hillary 13 different names of horses, and they have to decide whether it's a real Derby horse or not. You guys ready?
Yes.
Give it
all right.
Go.
Warm blanket, Derby horse or not. Warm blanket.
No.
I'm going to say yes. Down.
It is not a
right.
Derby horse.
Way to go, Hillary.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Good job.
Okay. Win, win, win. Derby horse or
I
not.
I think that definitely
win, win, win.
Has got to be one.
That like that.
Okay. That is.
We're good.
And if win, win, win wins, that'll be fun to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Gray Magician, real Derby horse or not?
I'm going to say magician. Yes.
I'm going to say no.
That's okay. A real one.
Huh. Okay. We're tied. Okay.
Golden Ring, real Derby horse or not? In the Kentucky
yes.
Derby this Saturday.
I
Golden
would say
Ring.
Yes.
It sure sounds like it, but I'm going to say no.
It is not a Derby horse, Golden Ring.
Oh.
Omaha Beach, moving quickly here.
Yes,
Derby horse or not?
A real
Omaha
horse.
Beach. Real?
No.
It okay. is real. Real Derby horse
way,
or not? Michelle. Spongy Bob, not SpongeBob.
No way.
Spongy
yes.
Bob.
No way.
I'm saying yes.
No way.
Spongy Bob is not a real Derby horse. Roadster. Real Derby horse
yes.
or fake Derby horse?
Real.
No.
Roadster.
No.
You guys are split every single time. Roadster is a real Derby horse. Maximum Security. Maximum
oh.
Security. Real Derby horse or not?
Sounds like it.
Sounds
no.
like a Doberman.
I'm going to say no. Oh,
it is.
It
we
is a real
every time.
Derby horse. How about Lucy Loves Flowers? Not Lucy
yes.
in the Sky with
no
Diamonds.
Way.
Lucy
no
Loves
way.
Flowers.
No way.
It is not a real Derby horse. Four more. Improbable. Improbable. Real
yes.
or fake?
Yeah, I can see that
I
being
can see
real.
That.
That's
hey!
The first time you guys have agreed, and yes, it is real.
It's the
improbable.
Second time we've agreed.
Okay. Mother's Heartbreak. Real
no
Derby
way.
Horse
no
or
way.
Yes. No. Mother's Heartbreak is not a real derby horse. Bookworm. Bookworm. Real derby horse
yes.
or
no.
not. It is not, but I think that's an excellent name.
I do, too.
And finally, Long Range Toddy. Real derby horse or fake derby horse for the Kentucky Derby this Saturday.
Yes.
Long Range Toddy. Real or fake?
Real.
No. Oh, it is.
It is real.
That's a crazy name. That's
well
a crazy
done, guys.
Name.
Such weird. You know, I think the people that name horses are the same people that name paint colors.
Right?
I'm just saying.
You just can't tell, right? Because they
can
be named
They're
anything.
They're so outlandish.
Truly.
I love it.
I can't probably speak for you guys, but I know as I've aged, I start thinking more in terms of sensibility and comfort with my clothing and footwear choices.
Absolutely.
And so a famous pair of footwear that I've never owned, but I've heard is very comfortable, is the famous or infamous Crocs.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Have you guys ever worn those?
I like
those?
Sandals. I'm not a big Crocs guy.
Okay, I've never actually worn Crocs. However, I have these weird shoes for my plantar fasciitis that I don't typically wear outside the house because they are not flattering, friends, but they feel so good on
right.
my foot. And they're very similar to Crocs. My daughter made fun of me because I accidentally wore them to Quick Trip last weekend. But
so,
you know, what do you do?
All that to say, because I haven't worn Crocs, I could never condemn Croc Nation. Some people just love them. Well, now Crocs have teamed up with a Japanese clothing brand called Breams to bring you a new kind of Crocs.
Oh.
They come complete with fanny packs because they're very fashion forward like that.
What? But are they?
They're Crocs right on the heel. They've got little fanny packs. I'm
very
showing
tiny.
The heel of my shoe.
Very
yeah.
tiny.
With the little zipper. It gives shoe fanatics all the comfort and style of the original Crocs, but now with a place to store keys, cash, cards, mementos of friends and loved ones.
Can I fit my phone in there?
Exactly. This is like Maxwell Smart, a shoe phone, right? I mean,
it's going to have to be a very small phone. If pockets aren't your thing and the bags weigh you down, the zippered pack attached to your shoes might just be the go-to move for you.
Okay.
It's like, hey, don't have to carry a purse or a clutch or a satchel.
But here's the problem. Okay, now we're going to talk women's fashion. They don't always have pockets in them. So many women's pants don't have pockets. Or
you need someplace to put the stuff.
Yeah, right? Or they have these little tiny, like, inch. Come on, ladies. You know what I'm talking about here. These little tiny, like, one-inch wide pockets that are ridiculous. Or I just had Michelle, lovely Michelle, at the front desk. She had to open the pockets of my dress pants for me because they were sewed closed.
I'd say for self-preservation reasons, you could just load those fanny packs with nickels, and then when you Chuck Norris roundhouse kick a mugger, you've got some extra weight. I don't know.
Because I frequently roundhouse kick things. Did you know that I'm a gold belt in Taekwondo?
No.
Just saying.
Nice. I got up to purple. Together,
ooh,
we're Vikings colors.
Sure. That's not okay.
We can never be a dynamic duo in a sparring match.
Are you guys telling the truth? Because people will. Are you
oh,
really?
Oh, no, I truly am.
You're
yeah,
truly
I,
a
yeah.
gold belt in Taekwondo, and you're truly a
yeah.
purple?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the next step was like purple. I don't know.
You guys were both in
schools.
Taekwondo.
Okay, yeah.
I did not. I did not know
college,
you had that.
In college.
Yeah.
I didn't do this as a child. I did this
I did
like
in high
in
school
college.
And college. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a great way to relieve stress. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had our kids. Our kids were in Taekwondo and then later in karate. Some
yeah.
This Evelyn is the thing, though. I still have some of the head knowledge, but as I've aged, there's no
oh,
way
no,
I can kick
yeah.
like
no
I
way.
Used to be able to.
There's no way I
faded with time.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.